That's weird. I feel like someone's listening to us. I don't know. It's just a weird feeling I have. It's hard to explain, but we've been stuck in this elevator for what? 12 billion years now? And it's the first time I've noticed it. I think I figured it out. How are we supposed to get out of here? Are you familiar with erotic audios? Good, because I think we're in one. I mean, I think we're fictional characters in a piece of audio porn. I've suspected our fictionality for a while now, actually. I thought we were in a book or a movie or something, but I'm pretty sure it's actually an audio. An erotic one, to be precise. And that can only mean one thing. We have to fuck our way out. Of the elevator. Fuck. As in, you know, have sex. You've never heard of fucking before? But you know about erotic audios. Okay, that doesn't make any sense. But I guess if we're fictional, it doesn't have to make sense. It doesn't matter. There are a few things we have to do before we start fucking anyway, so I'll just explain as we go along. Well, first of all, we have to get your dick hard. You know what a dick is, right? Good, because I'm about to start sucking it. Wow, you have a nice cock. Oh, a cock is just a synonym for dick. I mean, technically, it's a dick when it's soft and a cock when it's hard. But most people use the two terms interchangeably. So, this is called a blowjob. It's also called sucking dick. Or even sucking cock. In academic writing, it's sometimes called giving head. But that's too formal for our purposes. So, what do you think? Does my mouth feel good on your cock? I mean, your dick? Good. Because if you said no, I'd probably just stop and we'd never get out of this elevator. In any case, you'll probably notice that your dick, it's getting harder and harder, you know, until it turns into a cock. In fact, from a scientific perspective, I'd say it's a cock already. You want me to go deeper? You should say yes, by the way. Okay, good. Oh, so this is called deep throating. It's pretty self-explanatory, assuming you know what a throat is. Are you familiar with throats? That's okay. Your cock's familiar with my throat, at least. And mine's the only throat that matters. As for fucking, well, it's not that complicated. It basically just involves you thrusting your cock in and out of a fuckhole until you come. Now then, I have 3 fuckholes to choose from. Should I go through them all? Or should I just pick one? Sure. Well, since I'm already deep-throating you, I think you should fuck my throat. Well, you basically just have to, use my throat like a fuck toy. But I guess you don't know what a fuck toy... What? How do you know what a fuck toy is? But you didn't know about fucking. Okay, that's just weird. It'll make throat fucking me a lot easier, though. Here, just grab onto my head. Good. Now force me down on your cock, like That was good. But why did you stop? You'll never fix the elevator that way. We're fictional, remember? I don't have to breathe. At least I'm pretty sure I don't. Never mind. There's a better way to do this anyway. If I put my head against the wall like this, you can fuck my face a lot harder. Just hold my head still and thrust your cock all the way down my throat until you come. If I do need you to stop for some reason, I'll just say giant sequoia. If I want to discuss the eponymous conifer, I'll use the word redwood. Sorry, I wasn't trying to say giant sequoia. It's just, my head keeps slipping along the wall. There's not enough friction. Actually, what if we did it in the corner? Yeah, the corner's way better. My head's completely immobile here, so you can just fuck my throat indefinitely until you come. Oh, when you come, make sure you force your cock down my throat as far as possible. Otherwise, the elevator won't start. Oh, Definitely fictitious. You just shot, 128 milliliters of gum down my throat. I don't know how I know that, but that's probably not normal. It's hot, though. But, fuck. We're still not moving. It's weird. Normally, face-fucking is enough to get an elevator going. I'd expect some movement, at least. And you could not have forced your cock down my throat any further, so that's not the problem. I don't know. Maybe we've been stuck for so long, you'll just have to fuck my pussy. Do you know what a pussy is? Oh, I'm surprised. Because pussies are a lot like throats. They're mainly for fucking. So, I'm surprised you've heard of them. Anyway, if we're gonna fuck, we should probably start by taking off our clothes. Actually, we don't have to take all our clothes off. Cloth sex is kind of hot, too. Well, let's just leave it ambiguous. That way people can imagine whatever they want. Okay, now pin me against the wall. Okay, yeah, now. Wait, what are you doing? With your mouth? What? Kissing? What's kissing? I mean, I've never heard of kissing before. What does it do? Oh. So it's kind of like a blowjob for your lips? That makes sense. So, can we, do more kissing? This is really nice, actually. Yeah. It's making my pussy wet, too. I mean, well, my pussy's been wet since the elevator stopped moving, but now it's even wetter. You know, as much as I like kissing, we should probably start fucking. So, are you ready to fuck my pussy? Good, because I'm ready for your cock. Here, put your arm under my knee, yeah, and hold my leg up. There. Now you've got good access to my pussy. Well, aren't you gonna put it in? Wait, what are you doing? We'll never fix the elevator if you just put it in when I say you can. Just tease the entrance with the head of your cock. Make me beg for it, like a needy little slut. Yeah. Like that. Fuck, I want your cock so bad. Yeah. Okay, now you can put it in. Wait, why are you putting it in? We just went over this. Am I a needy little slut yet? No. So get your cock out of my pussy. Yeah, just keep teasing me. Pretend like you're gonna put it in, but don't actually do it. Yeah, like that. You inside of me. Oh, I want your cock inside my creamy little pussy. Actually, oh, I don't want it. I need it. Oh, I need your cock in me, please. I'm begging for your cock. So you can actually put your cock in me now. No, I'm being serious this time. You can start fucking my pussy. The fuck? I'm not kidding. Can't you feel how wet I am for you? Don't you want to fuck that tight little hole? Come on, if you're gonna tease me, at least rub it against my clit. Fuck, it doesn't matter. Just, please give me your cock. Look, I'll call you daddy, or master, or babe, whatever you want. I'll be your good girl. Your slut. You're free as fuck doll. You're, fuck, I don't know, Just give me your fucking cock. Come on, just do it. I haven't been fucked in 12 astronomical eons. Oh, I have to wait one more microsecond. I'm just gonna... Yeah. Oh, that's what you're supposed to do. Just start slow. Okay, not that slow. Yeah, more like that. You're really good at fucking. Yeah, especially for someone who just learned about it. On your cock. Your cock feels so good. What about my pussy? Does my pussy feel good on your cock? Good. Because if you said no, I just have to fuck myself out of the elevator and I'd leave you in here. Fuck, deeper. Yeah, deeper than that even. Fuck. You might have to lift me off the ground. In order to get deep enough. Yeah. Pick me up and fuck me against the wall. Are you strong enough? Oh, don't worry about it. We're fictional, so it doesn't matter if you're strong enough. We'll just make it happen. Ready? Okay. pretty strong, actually. Yeah. Okay, if I just wrap my legs around you like this, the elevator might start before we come. Oh, don't worry about the whole begging thing this time. It'll get pretty tedious if we have to repeat the whole thing again. Ah. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're in so deep. It feels so good. Fuck me. Yeah. Fuck. I just thought about something. Do you think we can kiss and fuck at the same time? Let's try it. It works. Kissing and fucking. Oh, they go really well together. Oh, I wonder if anyone's ever tried it before. I bet they haven't. Oh, I think we just invented something new. No. When we get out of this elevator, oh, we should get it patented. Oh, fuck. No, I don't think I have time to explain it. Just keep fucking me like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Fuck you, just like that. Yeah, fuck. Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Okay. Oh, you can let me down. That was really good. Yeah, I mean, I think anything would have been good at this point, but that was objectively good. But you didn't come. I guess after 128 milliliters, it's gonna take more than that. You'll probably have to fuck me harder to get the elevator going. I think you should try fucking me from behind. Here, if I sort of stand like this, with my tits pressed against the wall. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you'll be able to fuck me as hard as you want. So, are you gonna fuck me? Or are you just gonna stare at my ass? Oh, yeah. Oh, your cock feels even better this way. Yeah. No, it's... Oh, it's almost as good as kissing and fucking at the same time. But... I want you to fuck me harder. Yeah, fuck. Fuck. Harder. Yeah. Oh, fuck me even harder. Yeah. I'll just grip my hips and slam your dick into me. No, I mean your cock. Oh, if we want to fix this elevator. Well, you're gonna have to rail me. Fuck, just... Oh. Oh, fuck me to the elevator wall. That's more than 10% of a U.S. liquid gallon. How is this elevator still stuck? It doesn't make any sense. Maybe it's because we're fictitious? I mean, if you came that hard in real life, we'd be out of here before you lost your cock. But even fictitious elevators aren't normally this stubborn. Try pushing the buttons. See if that does anything. Well, it's worth a shot. You could try fucking me in the ass, I guess. No one's ever fixed an elevator by fucking an asshole. I doubt it'll work. Who knows? Maybe we'll never get out. Maybe the audio just ends.